This is In the News for Thanksgiving, November 24th, 2005. I'm Scott Berguin from KSOWLP in Cottage Grove, Oregon. First story today is from the New Standard at newstandardnews.net, written by Brendan Coyne. Voting Info Group launches campaign for open government. Citing growing difficulty in ascertaining what government officials are really up to, the nation's largest nonpartisan voter resource organization launched a campaign to educate voters about government secrecy yesterday, November 21st. Undertaken by the League of Women Voters, a project called Openness in Government, Looking for the Sunshine, will officially lay the groundwork for next year's Sunshine Week 2006, the organization said in a statement. The campaign will, quote, broaden public awareness about the issues involved in and the threats related to accountability and transparency in government, end quote, through educational resources and community forums, among other measures. League of Women Voters President K.J. Maxwell said, quote, the government is becoming less open and more secretive in the name of homeland security at a time when many feel that greater accountability is needed. Openness in government will bring to light these concerns and allow citizens to discuss this important topic, end quote. Claims of excessive government secrecy have been growing in recent years. According to a study conducted by a coalition of civil liberties and open government groups and published on the website opensecrets.org, the federal government spent a record amount of money classifying information last year. In addition, several executive branch agencies are denying and stalling Freedom of Information Act requests, the Coalition of Journalists for Open Government found in a review of 2004 requests. Since 2002, Open Government Advocate OMB Watch has maintained a running list of information removed from government websites. The organization contends that federal agencies ranging from the Defense Department and NASA to the Environmental Protection Agency and National Archives and Record Administration have removed thousands of maps and documents from websites and have restricted access to parts of those sites that were previously available to the public. Humanitarian, civil liberties, public interest, and other groups have joined in charges that the federal government has grown too secretive in recent years. The second annual Sunshine Week is scheduled to take place from March 12th through 18th next year. You can get more information on this and the League of Women Voters at lwv.org. And more information on this article and others at the New Standard News at newstandardnews.net. The next story is also from the New Standard, also written by Brendan Coyne. Millions of families to go needy this holiday season. A progressive economic think tank sought to remind people this week that this year tens of millions of families in the United States face severe economic hardship. For many, the scarcity is worse than in previous years, especially in hurricane-hit areas, where the official unemployment rate hit 24.5% in October. High home heating bills, growing hunger and poverty, falling health insurance, these are just a few of the many economic woes the nation's poor are facing as winter rolls in, according to the Center for Budget and Policy Priorities, or CBPP. The organization said that falling wages, growing poverty, and the after effects of Hurricanes Katrina and Rita are creating a situation where millions of households may be, quote, unable to meet their basic food, health, and shelter needs, end quote. Late last month, the U.S. Department of Agriculture released 2004 figures for hunger and food insecurity, showing a five-year trend of household food shortages with single-parent and minority homes hit worst. The news came on the heels of other reports showing that economically disadvantaged people have less access to and used less of the nation's health care resources than in previous years. Meanwhile, the number of families with incomes below half the federal poverty level spiked by 24% between 2000 and 2004, as the nation's income gap continued to widen, CBPP found. Unfortunately, the think tank noted, recent and anticipated congressional actions are likely to exacerbate the problem, noting that the House of Representatives recently passed deep cuts to social spending programs and is poised to pass $70 billion in so-called tax relief. CBPP charged that, quote, the policies being advanced in Washington, D.C. do not constitute a response to this rising hardship. Again, that's from the New Standard at newstandardnews.net. And finally today, an announcement from the Tacoma Leonard Peltier Support Group. Their 13th annual regional Leonard Peltier March will be held in Tacoma, Washington on Saturday, February 4th, 2006. It will start at noon on that day. You can get more information by contacting either Steve Happy Jr. or Arthur J. Miller at the Tacoma Leonard Peltier Support Group. Their website, they don't have a website, sorry, but the email address for one of them is at bayou@blarg.net. That's B-A-Y-O-U at B-L-A-R-G.net. Also, if you want more information about Leonard Peltier, who is coming up now on 30 years in prison, he's been imprisoned, many believe, illegally for that long, you can go to the Leonard Peltier Defense Committee's official website at leonardpeltier.org. That's LeonardPeltier.org. Especially important to pay attention to indigenous folks, and Leonard Peltier is one of the main figureheads and symbols of the oppression of indigenous people in this country, certainly, and has been for many, many years. As we said, he's coming up on 30 years of illegal imprisonment. Please do what you can to help. This has been In the News for November 24th. I'm Scott Berguin at KSOW LP in Cottage Grove, Oregon. I'll talk to you next time.